The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench with Carver High, 844-843-6879. This very hour, we're going to talk to our good friend, John Da Silva, from Parks Racing in Philly. He's the odds maker there. We have him on for all the Triple Crown races over the last 25 years. He's done my show every year in every race, including the Breeders' Cup. He does everything for us, Carver. I'm very excited. I will say that your boy, Felix Taverna of Mightier 1090 in San Diego, the great Felix Taverna, who's a very cool dude, He is taking the 17 horse. There you go. That's his bet to win the Derby.
Look, the way that I look at it is, if you got a couple horses that have bourbon in the title, like, I'm not getting off of those. Like, that's it. Like, you got a couple, you got, seriously. Like, if you got
Midnight Bourbon.
Midnight Bourbon, and isn't the 20 horse bourbon something? Something with bourbon in it? Yeah, you got too many bourbon horses, so I got to bet on them. Like, that's it. I'm on the bourbon. Midnight Bourbon, baby.
Yeah. But Da Silva is coming on here in a few minutes, so we'll get the story from him. He's trying to convince me to talk about this guy that bets tons of money on sporting events that never wins any money. I refuse to do it. You know who I'm talking about, too, Carver High.
I
refuse to get into the guy that just... the rich guy that bets on everything to get attention for himself, that never wins any bets. How's that for a plan? How's that for a strategy? I'm not putting him on. I'm not talking about him. I'm not doing it. So we have a problem, Houston. I'm not doing it. I'm not talking about some tool that bets a ton of money, never wins any money, but just constantly gets attention for himself, betting on every sporting event in the world. Screw you. Honestly, I'm sick and tired of it. I am sick and tired of it. You know I'm right, too, aren't I? I'm not even trying to be right. You know that it's just an idiot. That's Idiotville right there. And I'm the mayor of Idiotville. Woo! I'm not having it. I'm just not promoting anyone. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. Now, listen. Woo! Do you know the story? You don't know this because you weren't on with him, but I have to say it again because I got such a kick out of it. I love Felix Taverna because he's A. Did you know he's from Pittsburgh, Carver High?
I did not know that.
Okay. So secondly, he worked for Jerry Kuttner in Las Vegas at KVEG 840 AM, the 50,000 watt clear booming signal out of Sin City that I used to work at for Jerry Kuttner. And Jerry Kuttner is the guy that put me on Sports Entertainment Network with Renshaw and Papa Joe Chevalier and all of that. Basically, Jerry Kuttner made me as a national host. Jerry Kuttner was the first guy to ever put me on national radio, 300 stations. He made me. And then I love Jerry. And I used to just think the world of him. We had a blast together partying in Vegas. Now, I know a lot of people don't like him. That's not my problem. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell on a Bench on a pain-free Friday. Good to have you with us. All right, so Jerry and I go way back, and I worked for him, and he put me on national radio, and the rest is history, right? I've been on ever since nationally, so thank God for Jerry. I love him. I knew his son, Adam, who's a big lawyer in Vegas, and if you go to the Knights games, everywhere you go in Vegas, billboards, I always show you when we're in the limo, Carver High, I'm like, there's the guy, and then when you're in your room in the hotel, he's on all the commercials, he's everywhere, he's unavoidable, and it's painful. It's very painful, but I know his dad, and so Felix worked for Jerry. Jerry put Felix's fishing show on, like the first guy to ever put him on the radio. And he's telling me these stories the other night on the radio that he knew all these people I knew. And he was from Pittsburgh. He's from Castle Shannon, and I'm from Mount Lebo. And he was talking about, not only was he talking about my high school, he was talking about the legendary football coach, Art Walker. I mean, the guy won like 50 state championships. This guy, and he was my history teacher. I used to throw spitballs at him. I'm not even kidding. He thought I was a Weisenheimer. But I just thought it was so funny that this guy, Felix, knew everything about me. And then he worked at KBG in Vegas, but 2 years after I was there. So I was there in 93, and he was there in 95. So that's why we never crossed paths. But he knew all about me. And now I obviously know all about him. And now, because I'm a fan of his show, I think his fishing show, you know, they have the fishing show on 1090 out in San Diego. It's a great show. Like, I love the fishing show and getting up in the morning and fishing and just drinking beer and shots and fishing and cussing and smoking weed and talking bad about people is just fantastic. You know, getting out on the boat, Carver High, and getting some rays and catching some marlin. You got some yellow tuna. You got it all going. And Felix is on the air telling you where all the fish are. And then how about your boy, Felix? He loves the ponies. He hangs out at Del Mar. He's got it all going. He's got it all going. And he gave me the 17 horse. So know this. I'm betting on the 17 horse. Forget the name of the horse. I've only talked about the horse like 12 times on the air. King of something. I forget. I'll look it up. I'm not kidding. I'll look it up in a minute when I got John DeSilva on. He's coming on in a few minutes. All right, Carver High. Give me the update on your COVID second shot. What happened?
Yeah, I got number two today. So we're feeling good right now. We'll see what happens in a couple hours or throughout the next 12 to 24. But hopefully I come out on the side of the people that don't feel anything when they get these things. So I don't want to trend in the direction that you did or and others. So we'll see how it goes.
So you've escaped the flu-like symptoms.
You well, listen, I haven't escaped anything yet. I mean, it's only been, I got a, 2 o'clock this afternoon. I mean, they usually say like between 9 and 12 hours after is when you might start feeling something. So I'm not out of any woods yet whatsoever.
So you're not clear, free and clear. Highly motivated is the horse at 20 to 1.
There you go.
I thought it was 10 to 1 to opening morning line odds. Opening morning line odds is 10 to 1. I always thought that horse was at 10 to 1 the whole time. And then now it's moved to 20 to 1. That's crazy. And then some of the other horses he told me about were Soup and Sandwich, but not really. It was Rock Your World and then Mandaloon, 15 to 1. Now 50 to 1. Could that even be possible? Here are the odds as of Friday morning in order of position. Opening morning line odds in parentheses. It opened at 6-1. Like I'm looking at like these horses, right? Some of them. The favorite, Essential Quality, was 2-1, now 3-5. So literally, everyone's convinced that horse is winning the race, right, Carver High? I mean, it's like a done deal.
Listen, nothing's a done deal when there's 20 horses in the race. I know that everybody wants to say it's a done deal. Nothing's a done deal in the Derby when you got a full stack like you got in this race. That's never right. Done.
So everyone thinks it's a done deal. I will guarantee you, I'll bet right now, that your boy Da Silva is going to come on here in 10 minutes, and he's not going to pick that horse. When is the last time John Da Silva came on our show, since you've known me, that he ever picked a favorite?
No, Johnny looks for value. He's not looking for the favorite. He's not playing a 2-to-1 horse. He's gonna try to find something that's gonna make some people some money. That's the way Johnny rolls.
Right. So just so you know, Midnight Bourbon is 21-to-1, and the other one was Bourbonic, which is not quite bourbon-esque, if you ask me. You know what I mean? There's only one legitimate Midnight Bourbon. The Midnight Bourbon is legitimate. Bourbonic is just that to me does not sound like bourbon. Bourbonic sounds different to me. It's not good enough in terms of, you know, straight whiskey. Not good enough. But you know, I asked him about other horses in this race. There's so many that I want to see what happens. He did mention that Rock Your World. I know that much. We talked about Soup and Sandwich today. It was 30-to-1. But we'll ask John Da Silva if he's got any long shots that he likes. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens there. That's coming up in a few minutes. By the way, your boy LeBron James is back playing as we speak. He's got the pill right now.
He finally had enough, huh? He finally had enough of watching these guys blow the Lakers season. He said, forget this. I'm back. They probably wanted him to sit a little bit longer. He got tired of watching them lose every night. LeBron back to save the day. He'll carry the mail now the rest of the way.
He's got 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 dimes in 11 minutes. He's got 1 field goal, and he's over 1 from downtown. And so far, you know, Drummond's got 6. He leads the Lakers right now. And then Melu, whoever that is, leads the Kings with 7. Or no, Halliburton has 9. So Halliburton, who's had an incredible year, Halliburton with 9 points leading Sacramento. They're up 34-32 on the Lakers with 9 minutes left in the second. So early in the second quarter, 34-32 Kings. And by the way, in that Celtic game tonight, your boy Tatum had 60 points.
Mm.
Jason Tatum going off, 60 points, a career high for Tatum, getting involved. And Tatum had 60 points, 8 rebounds, 5 dimes, 5 3-pointers. 20 of 37 from the floor. They beat San Antonio by 3 in overtime. They did not cover the 4.5. I hit both ends of that bet. The Blazers beat the Nets. I just wanted to give you an idea of what happened in that one in terms of after I told you Irving had 28. I told you either had 28 or 30. He had 28. And, he was 17 of 26 from the floor and 2 of 8 from downtown. Not bad. He led the Nets. They did not have Harden or Durant. Durant took the night off as usual. Hamstring injury management. Meanwhile, last night he had 40. But in that game, Lillard had 32, including 8 threes. Nurkic had 23. Melo had 15. Portland blows him out, 128-109. Thank God I told the audience today, don't go near that game. I gave you the Wizards over the Cavs. I laid 7. They covered. They blew out the Cavs, 122-93. The Cavs are on the clock for tanking now. The Sixers blew out the Hawks. I hit that both ways. I gave you the Sixers. I laid, I think, 8. It was 9. And then the Suns lead the Jazz at the half, 68-52. They're kicking their ass. The Bucks are up 108-98, up 10 on the Bulls, and I laid one and took the Bucks. I'm having a huge night, Carver High betting. I had the Grizzlies. They beat the Magic 92-75. That's every game. So I had a great night tonight in the NBA making people money. The Avalanche lead the Sharks 2-0 with 7 minutes left in the game in the Pepsi can. How about the Desert Dogs up 1-0 on the Knights? 10 games in a row that Vegas has won. They're losing 1-0 right now, 10 minutes left in the second. I did bet on, let me see. I told you, don't go near it. Do not go near the Kings Duck game. Did I not say that? I said, I'm done betting on the Kings and Ducks.
You did say it. I didn't listen, but you said it.
It's Ducks 1-0 in the second period, and the Canadians beat the Jets 5-3. I guess my question to you is this. I know that the Jets have a winning record, but how bad do they suck lately? I mean, they lose every game they play now.
Well, yeah.
They lose every game they play.
Their issue right now is that Hellebuck is not playing well, and he's given up a ton of goals every night. He's been their rock for the past couple of years, and he's in a bad stretch right now.
They've lost six in a row.
He's given up a ton of goals, and they've lost six in a row. They're going to make the playoffs, but they're not going into the playoffs the right way, the way that they're playing. So they need to pick up their game, and they got to pick it up fast, or else they're going to get lit by the Oilers in the first round, because that's going to be the game. It's going to be the Oilers and the Jets in the first round.
I mean, that is incredible to me how bad they're just falling off a cliff. How about this? Twins lead the Royals in the ninth, 9-1. The Orioles lead the A's in the seventh, 3-1 in Oakland. I can't even believe that. I actually cannot believe that. I'm going to spit out my dinner. Diamondbacks, 5-1 over the Rockies. Angels lead the Mariners, 3-2. Giants and Padres at Petco right now, tied at ones, bottom four. Cardinals beat the Pirates, 7-3. Yankees, 10-0 over the Tigers. All rise. Judge with a grand slam in that one. I think he hit two home runs in the game.
Let's go bully the Tigers. That'll get you right.
Yeah. Red Sox beat up on the Rangers 6-1. Brewers 3-1 over the Dodgers. Nationals beat the Marlins 2-1. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Back. With Carver High. John DeSilva is the odds maker morning line at Parks in Philly. And he's done the Triple Crown and Breeders' Cup on the bench and on our shows for over 25 years. And we've known him. I've known him forever. And we always love having him on when there's big races. Tomorrow, the Run for the Roses at Churchill Downs at the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, first of all, John, good to have you back on the bench. I had Felix Taverna on. I don't know if you're friends with Felix, if you know Felix from Southern California and his racing show. He does the fishing and race show, and he's a Pittsburgh guy, loves the ponies, hangs out at Del Mar a lot. He gave me highly motivated the 10-1 horse that has given Essential Quality some, you know, run for its money and lost to him, but, you know, gave him, had Essential Quality by the throat and let him, almost held him up, but didn't at the Bluegrass, unless I'm mistaken. What do you think of highly motivated and the chances for that 17? No horse has ever won from the 17 at the Kentucky Derby.
No horse has ever run from the 17. But he's not going to leave from the 17 because of the late scratch.
What? He's not even running?
Well, no. He's running, but he's going to be leaving from the 16 because number 16, King Fury, is scratched. So they're going to move him one slot over.
Okay, so does that give him some kind of advantage because 17's bad luck or something, are you telling me, or what's the deal?
To some people, they think 17 is bad luck, so they weren't going to use him because he's, but he's number 17 on to bet wise, but he's breaking from the 16. So anybody who thinks 17 is bad luck, it's not going to affect the horse now.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I buy any of that nonsense. That's still far out, no matter what you say. How good is the horse? Do you like the horse?
I do like the horse. To me, there's six horses who could win the race, and he's one of them.
All right.
I mean, Chad Brown, champion trainer. I mean, he ran his heart out last time out. Push Essential Quality, it was a heartbreaking loss. But to me, that set him up very well. But like you said, he's breaking from the outside, and that could be a little bit of a problem tomorrow.
So of the six horses, give me the list of your six horses, just the ones that you think have a shot. Give me those first. I like to write down all of your action. I'm very busy here right now because, you know, we're on TV, we're on radio. I got my pen in hand, Carver High. I'm going to start writing them down right now. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to give you long shots and favorites and a couple of no shots. Okay.
All right.
Brooklyn, two horses I think could win. Number three, Brooklyn Strong. Number nine, Hot Rod Charlie.
Okay, hold on.
Number 14.
Hold on. Number nine, what was the number nine horse?
Hot Rod Charlie.
I got him. Hot Rod Charlie at 8-1.
Okay. 14, Essential Quality.
Yeah.
17, Highly Motivated.
Yeah.
19, Soup and Sandwich.
Yeah, we knew
and
about 20, that.
And 20, Burbank.
Soup and Sandwiches. Felix told me about him as well. And we talked about him on my TV show today, Soup and Sandwich, because Carver High loves soup and sandwiches. Soup and Sandwiches sound super on a Saturday. Sound thick at the cock and thick at the sea down by the seashore. We'll have seashells and soup and sandwiches. Anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what was the last horse besides the 19?
20, Bourbonic.
Oh, 20, Bourbonic. Okay, Bourbonic. Now, Carver High and I were on Midnight Bourbon more than Bourbonic. We feel that Bourbonic is a fake whiskey.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, give me the real stuff any day. Give me on those bourbon trips in Kentucky. You won't see me for days.
I believe that. I've drank with you before, so I know. All right, so these are the six horses that you have that have a shot to win the Derby. All right, so what are your long shots?
Well, Brooklyn Strong is 50-1 morning line.
Okay, so that's 51.
He's only run once this year. Yeah, and right. Bourbonic is another one who's a long shot.
And what is Bourbonic coming in at? 30-1.
30-1, and Soup and Sandwich is 30-1.
Soup and Sandwich is 30-1. You can make some serious money on those, John.
Definitely, and what's going to happen is Essential Quality is going to be the favorite, but right now the second choice is number 15, Rock Your World. I'm not using that horse at all.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Hold on. Rock Your World. I talked about him with Felix, and I talked about him on the air. Rock Your World at 5-1. You don't like that horse at all.
I don't like that horse at all. I don't like the jockey change. I think the jockey is going to panic and send him too close to the front early. He's going to fade in the stretch. And one thing that I don't like that happened is that his breeding rights were sold yesterday. Now, if I'm going to sell a horse's breeding rights, I would sell it after the race when he wins. You sell it before, you'll tell me you don't think he's going to win.
Well, there you go. So, and who's on that horse? Joel Rosario?
No, Rocky World was supposed to be Joel Rosario. Yeah, it is Joel Rosario because that was supposed to be Umberto Rispoli, but they replaced him with Rosario.
Right. All right, so he sold his rights yesterday, so you believe that's why he won't win. Do you have any, you know, let me just ask you this question. Today I saw a story on ESPN where they were basically on their knees for Bob Baffert like everyone else is always. They do these entire long diatribes about Bob Baffert. Like every time there's a Triple Crown race, they spend 20, 30 minutes talking about Bob Baffert. They do a tearjerker story about him and all of his brilliance and greatness. The question I have for you is, you know, I've talked about him with you many times over the years. Does he drug horses? Because I think he does. And I think he's been busted for it a bunch of times. And he gets away with
horses. Yeah. He's used legal medication on horses. He's had overages of legal medications. So do I think he drug horses? Yeah. But it's not like he's using illegal stuff on them as of now. We don't have any proof of that. But in terms of his race tomorrow with his horse Medina Spirit, that horse has no shot.
So is that his only horse in the race?
Yeah, that's his only horse in the race. He has another one that is called Life is Good, and that horse won earlier this year, and he used Medina Spirit as the fullback, basically blocking any other horse to come close to Life is Good to win the race. But then that horse got hurt, gone. He had concert tour, ran at Oakland and Arkansas, got tired, bled, not running, probably running in the Preakness. So he's stuck with this horse who he bought for $35,000, which for him is cheap. I don't see that horse having a shot tomorrow.
What do you think of Mandaloon, the 7?
Mandaloon, that horse disappointed me last time out. Always been favored, ran a horrible race. Inexplicable. I don't think they know what happened, what caused it, but coming off a bad performance like that, I can't see that horse turning it around.
And that was the bad run at the Louisiana Derby?
Yes.
All right, fair enough. All right, so how are you going to – which ones are you taking? Win, place, and show. Who do you like?
Okay, my top choice is going to be number 9, Hot Rod Charlie. That horse I'm expecting to go off at least 10-1 or more. And the horse is going to be tremendous value because of crazy betting. But Hot Rod Charlie, Doug O'Neill has won the Kentucky Derby a couple of times. He knows what he's doing. And Flavian Pratt is one of the best jockeys in the country. Based down in California, this horse is going to rock and roll.
Who's the jockey?
Flavian Pratt.
Yeah, Flavian Pratt. I know that guy. All right, so you're saying he's a Cali horse?
Yes.
All right.
He won the Fairgrounds last time out.
All right, number 9 is number 9 to win. All right, so here's what I want to do. I have to break, and so I want to come back and get the rest of these picks. I can't hurry. I'm too determined. I'm too focused. I'm too driven by excellence of betting. I need the time to concentrate here. I'm writing down all this action. There's so much action, Carver High. It's like tree moss. It's dripping off the tree bark. I need to stay focused here.
I don't blame you for wanting to get all of the information, so we can obviously come back and get the whole rundown from Johnny.
All right, so John, have a bourbon. Just pour yourself 3 fingers of bourbon right now, and then we will come back and we will go beyond Hot Rod Charlie and your boy Flavian Pratt and find out who's going to place and show and what we should do to box and make some money for these pedestrians, the civilians. It's Pharrell on a Bench on a Pain-Free Friday. We're talking to John Da Silva from Parks. All right, Pharrell on a Bench. We're talking to John Da Silva, the morning line odds maker at Parks. He's been on the bench for years talking about the ponies with us and the derbies tomorrow. He's got Hot Rod Charlie, the 9 horse, at 10-1 to win the Kentucky Derby. Who do you like to place?
You have to respect essential quality. Horse has done nothing wrong. The horse was game-winning last time out. Brad Cox, Luis Saez, I mean, those guys are a winning combination. You have to respect the champion. So that one's going to be my second choice.
So if you box it, you're going to go 9-14?
I'll go 9-14 if I box 2 horses.
Okay. And then who do you like? And that's essential quality. And then I'm writing this all down. It's very important because I have early for Alzheimer's and I'll forget. All right. Who do you like to show?
Let's go for the price. Number three, Brooklyn Strong. The horse loves running a distance. He was compromised last time out by a bad ride. He was not 100% fit. He's improved. He's ready to go out there. Rispoli, who got kicked off of Rocky World, picked up the mount there. He's one of the 10 best jockeys in America. People don't know about him. He's going to give this horse a great ride at 50-1 morning line. He's going to finish in the money in the exotics.
Wow, that's crazy. So, and all right, so you'd go 9-14-3 win play show. If you did a two box, it would be 9-14. What other little tricks do you have up your sleeve for all the bettors?
Well, I like Bourbonic. I mean, this is a horse who was an upset winner of the Wood last time out, so you could throw him in there in the triple and the superfecta. You know, he's 30-1. I mean.
So
and this is a horse who.
So the triple and super, and I know you're going to send me all these. You're going to text me all these after this show tonight, like you always do, so I don't screw this up. The triple and superfecta. So you're just adding that horse. What's his name again? Bourbonic. You're going to add him as your fourth, yeah. Right?
He's my fourth. I'm adding him along with Highly Motivated. Who you have to respect. I mean, horse just missed last time out. You can't throw him out.
So let me write this. Bourbonic at 30-1. And then who'd you say the other one was?
Highly motivated.
That's your fifth. Yeah.
Right. And then I threw in Super Sandwich because I got to put him in there. Yeah, I like the way he ran at Gulfstream Park running second. He's lightly raced. And this is a horse who is improving, and I was in the mood for Panera.
Okay, so now you're talking about that's six horses you're giving me. So you're giving me these as right. What? This triple and the superfecta?
You could bet those in the superfecta, which is $1 superfecta this year compared to 10 cents last year.
Right.
But if you're boxing, you can get rewarded because we got prices in there.
Right, so you're gonna text me how to do all this, all these horses, right? So I don't screw it up, because you know I'll screw it up.
Correct. Hey, we've all screwed up one time or another.
Yeah, well, I screw it up every time. So
it's gonna be a big day tomorrow.
Right.
You know, remember there was one scratch. Number 16, King Fury, is out of the race, so don't look for him. Which is unfortunate because Tyson Fury actually. Flew from England to watch the race. It was going to walk with the horse and beat up anybody that got in his way if he was running.
Oh, wait. So you're telling me you mean Tyson Fury was going to be at the race and walking with the horse?
Yes. Tyson Fury.
He might as well. He never fights.
might as well go watch the Derby. The guy never gets in the ring anymore. He might as well go watch the horses.
So he flew to the Kentucky
Derby.
And Aaron
Rodgers is also at the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, too.
Okay, wait. So you're telling me Tyson Fury's at the Kentucky Derby to support the horse, King Fury, that was scratched because he's got the Honda. The horse has a fever, so he's not running.
Kind of like how his fight is going to get scratched with Joshua. So there you go. It's all working out good for Tyson.
That's so funny. Yep. And Aaron Rodgers is going to be at the race tomorrow. Do you think anyone's going to ask him about playing for the Packers in the fall?
Oh, no doubt about it. He's probably going to be running around like a fourth down play trying to avoid everybody.
I know. Why would he go in public with that many people in his face? I mean, what a nightmare that's going to be. I'd be in hiding if I were him right now. That's crazy.
He's done before. He's been to the Derby in the past. You know, I mean, usually he'll show up along with Tom Brady, who brings an entourage of 20. So right. Brady probably bring the whole Tampa Bay Buccaneers team now after winning the Super Bowl.
Do you think he'll be there tomorrow with all of his teammates?
Brady always shows up with his teammates.
Yeah. Gronkowski and him have gotten hammered at that event. I've been hammered at that event. It's a great experience.
It definitely is a great experience, and they got rid of the figure skater and the guy from Queer Eye from Dewey Fashion this year. They got a track star now and some other guy doing it.
This
it's all
why,
about the Derby experience.
This is why I love when Johnny comes on the night before the Derby, or you know, if you don't just get the info on the horses, you get the ins and the outs of what's going on around the track as well, which is what I love. I love the nuggets of what's going on around the track.
So a lot of people I see in I'm seeing a lot of trifectas like 9 and 17 with the 9, 11, 14, 15, 17. And then I'm seeing a lot of your horse, the $1 exacta with 9, 11, 14 and 1. I'm seeing a lot of Hot Rod Charlie here. A lot of people betting on, you know, that 14, 9. That's what you're doing. You're going 9, 14, 3, right? And then
Doug O'Neill.
Go ahead, Doug O'Neill.
Doug O'Neill, he's won the Derby twice. He knows what he's doing. He had I'll Have Another, you know, who went out there, won the first two legs of the Triple Crown before scratching in the Belmont Stakes. But O'Neill knows what he's doing. And Pratt, you know, he was a horse that got put up a country house 2 years ago and National Security got disqualified.
Right. And he won this Hot Rod Charlie won the Louisiana Derby.
He won the Louisiana Derby. He took charge from the start. And he said, you're not going to pass me. You're not going to beat me. And he did it.
I see all these people on ESPN. All they do is pick the horses with the best odds. How hard is that to pick the favorite and then all the lowest odds? You're not going to make any money. I like your bets. They're
especially
all crazy.
Because the central quality is going to go off even money or so because of crazy betting. And to me, that's going to give value to the other horses. So a horse like, you know, Rocky World is going to be the second choice. If you look at the Oaks Derby Double, he's pretty close to central quality. But in terms of post time, he's going to be higher odds because of the crazy betting. But that also means my horse is going to be tremendous value, Hot Rod Charlie. He's 8-1 morning line. After the crazy betting, he's going to be at least 10-1 or higher now.
Wow. So, but that Rock Your World is undefeated in 3 starts, and he won at Santa Anita on recently. He's been winning like crazy, but you don't like that horse at all.
No, because the first 2 starts, he ran on grass. And then he ran on dirt for the first time at Santa Anita, where he beat Medina Spirit, who I don't think is that much. So that horse could beat Medina Spirit. I don't care. That horse beat nothing.
So how do you feel about the business now that they're going to have fans there finally, whereas last year just completely sucked? All the Triple Crown races all sucked with no fans. I don't care what anybody says.
You need the fans. There are 41,000 people who attended Churchill Downs today. They're allowing 25% capacity, including the infield and the grandstand. We would like to have more. Hopefully we will see more. It all depends on how each state handles things right now. But we need the fans to go out there because it's a great sport. It's a great industry if everybody works together and supports it. And we don't listen to these PETA people trying to ruin the sport.
Did you hear him? These PETA people. I hate those people.
I mean, that Scott, how fair is it these jockeys in New Jersey, jockeys are not allowed to ride with a whip this year. How fair is that? How are they supposed to practice for the dominatrix job at night?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Carver High, you would think that, you know, with all the work that goes into being a dominatrix, that you would be able to get in some quality prep time and work on a horse.
It's hard to believe that they can't get in there and get it done. It really is. There's enough time before we get to the race.
So how do you think, do you think there'll be a big crowd at the Belmont? Because that's in June, and they're opening up New York City in July 1st. But, you know, out on Long Island, is it going to be the same BS, or are they going to let a big crowd into Belmont?
Actually, tomorrow is the first day fans are allowed at Belmont Park. So they're really going to have fans. They do have the construction work with the Yonder Arena, so we'll be limited. It won't be as much, but I'm expecting maybe 20,000-30,000 people at the Belmont Stakes.
Oh, that's great. I hope there is. And then everything's in order, right? Everything's normal now. In 2 weeks, we'll have the Preakness, and then 3 weeks later,
we'll have the Preakness. Yeah, everything's
and then
back to normal.
3 weeks after
thank
God. That, 3 weeks after that's the Belmont.
3 weeks after that will be the Belmont Stakes, and then after that we'll have all the other races in Northern Breeders' Cup regular time as well in the fall.
Wow, thank God. All right, John, do me a favor. Text me everything, what I should bet, and then I'll go to the window in the morning and do all that. Thanks for coming on the bench as usual. I'll talk to you for the Preakness and for the Belmont. Have fun tomorrow watching the Kentucky Derby. Let's hope we can cash some tickets.
Scotty, good luck to you. Good luck to everyone out there. Thank you for having me, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, so text me right now after, like, we get done here. Just start texting me. All right, okay. There you go. All right, John DeSilva from Parks, the morning line odds maker. There you go, Carver High. Giving you the track, Skinny. Everything going on at the track.
That's what I need. I need that just as much as we need the info. John's good picks. I need to know the ins and outs of what's going on. Usually John has a nugget on a jockey or a trainer or something going on there, and that's what I'm always looking for.
That's what I'm looking for, too. And for him to make fun of the people that are messing with the horse racing industry. The PETA people, apparently, he doesn't like. Don't mess with those people, man. They'll ruin your life. They take no prisoners. They mean business, those people. I got nothing but love for them. I appreciate everyone. All right, so only Kyle Trask of Florida was taken in the second round. Last pick went to the Buccaneers in the third round. Kellen Mond, the second pick, went to the Vikings. The third pick went to the Texans. David Mills, a quarterback from Stanford. That was it for the second and third round in terms of quarterbacks. There you go. Very exciting. Carver High got a player from Northern Iowa, and he yawned and farted when I mentioned the guy's name, actually, in the break. And then right now going on, I'm watching LeBron. They're up 63-59 with 9.5 minutes to go on the Kings at Staples. And he's actually playing, and Davis is hitting threes, and the game's sloppier than ever. The Suns are blowing out the Jazz 101-79 in the fourth, 7 minutes left. Sixers beat the Hawks, blew them out. Celtics in overtime by 3 over the Spurs. Tatum at 60. Wizards blew out the Cavs. Blazers blew out the Nets. Grizzlies blew out the Magic. Bucks by 10 over the Bulls. Avalanche 3-0 over the Sharks. Canadians 5-3 over the Jets. Ducks lead the Kings 1-0 in the third. Just started the third. Coyotes still up. Just started the third. In the Valley, they lead Vegas, who's won 10 in a row. 1-0 there. And then Orioles A's. Orioles up 3-2 in the ninth. Top of the ninth. And then D-backs up 5-2 on the Rockies. Bottom seven. Mariners 4-3 on the Angels, top five in Seattle. Giants Padres tied at ones in the top of the sixth with a runner on second at Petco. Cardinals beat the Pirates 7-3. Yankees 10-0 over the Tigers. I think all rise. Judge hit two, a grand slam. Red Sox 6-1 over the Rangers. Dodgers lost to the Brewers 3-1. Nationals 2-1 over the Marlins. Phillies 2-1 over the Mets. Reds beat the Cubs 8-6. Astros 9-2 over the Rays. Jays 13-5 over the Braves. Indians 5-3 over the White Sox. Twins 9-1 over the Royals. There's a UFC fight card tomorrow night. Ruiz and Areola tomorrow night. And then you got the Kentucky Derby. I'll see you Monday at 4 on Coast to Coast. Have a great weekend. Check out.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.